I feel Hello. Like that song is very, I'm sorry, I love this song. It's like a NASCAR like video game entrance song.
It really is. That's like that would Red be Line the Drive.
Mini. Yes.
Yeah. NASCAR Thunder 2002, that could be the opening soundtrack 100%. Easily.
That's what's playing on your Nintendo 64.
Absolutely. It's a real wake you up song.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we found that as an intro. Thanks to Red Line Drive for letting us use it. In replace of Shag, who we still love and is our current outro music, of course, but a little more high energy to start. So, as y'all could tell, it is Jason and I one more week. Fink and Shannon are currently at a Allen American's end of season party. We are Wada Hockey.
They're representing the W over there, and we're representing the W here.
Tag team.
Yeah, because we are becoming such a huge conglomerate.
It's a media empire.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what we're going to do this, how we're going to call this.
If this is your first time listening to us, you can follow us on all of the social media at Wada Hockey. That's Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn. This is going to be another star-centric episode. Got a couple of updates, but before we get into that, Jason, how was your weekend?
The weekend was very well. Spent Friday night at Great Wolf Lodge with the kiddo for his birthday. It was his other grandfather, I guess Kelly's dad.
Maternal grandfather. Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Exactly. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, he bought him a stay at Great Wolf Lodge for his birthday. So we spent the weekend over there. Had fun.
That's awesome.
Friday night into Saturday morning. I still had a beer league game Friday night, so after the little dude was out, I scurried over to Richardson for like 9:45. Since I mean, he wasn't really going to remember. He was already asleep, and what the hell? It's not that far away, so I just loaded up the gear with me and took it back with me. So showered. I just showered at home. Like came back to like from Richardson to Garland really quick. Showered at home, let the dog out, and then. Went back up to Grapevine, stayed the night up there.
How is Great Wolf Lodge? I've never been there. Dude, is that the place that has the ski?
No, it's not a ski. It's a water park. It's an indoor water park. And it's pretty badass, man. I'm not going to lie. if they want to plug this, you know what? This spot's brought to you by Great Wolf Lodge. Great Wolf Lodge, great places, cool vibes. It's an indoor water park, so you got to do it right. We went Friday. Like, I'm off Friday, so like we picked him up from school, went straight over there. Then, because you can check in at like 4 o'clock.
Right.
So, like, we just spent the afternoon at the water park, hung out all night, ate pizza, did the whole thing, celebrated his birthday. And then, like I said, he passed out. I drove to Richardson, played my game, scored our only goal. So, we didn't get shut out with 1.9 seconds left. The goalie had basically given up, and I took a shot from the blue line with 1.9, and it went right over his pad and into the goal. I am so
pissed with Jack.
I am so no, I don't fucking care. Not everybody on the team, and the Chiefs, God rest their soul, they're great people for the most part. Their captain's just kind of a dick. John, if you hear this, fuck you, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I'll straight up tell you, dude, fuck you. Whatever, dude. But aside from that, dude, then went back Saturday, spent all day Saturday at the water park, loaded everything up in the morning in the truck because you have to check out by like 11. But naturally, you can stay at the water park all day.
Oh, wow.
So you can basically, we got 2 days at the water park for one day, I guess, for like one night. And you can like sleep 6 people in your room, dude. It's like $150 on Groupon. It was so cool.
That's not bad at all.
It is not, dude. Go check it out. Go do it, man. Fucking, you take Steve up there and he'll go. It's great.
go have a water park day.
Chill indoor water park.
Something different to do.
It is, man. It really is. It's a solid staycation and we don't have to go too far for it.
Absolutely. Grapevine's not far at all. So, man, happy birthday to Max. Glad he had an awesome time. I'm sure he slept like a rock the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, I didn't even tell you the rest of Saturday, dude.
Oh, you did more.
Yes, I can't even believe I forgot to tell you this. So we dropped Max off Saturday night, and then we went up to my brother-in-law's place, and I played D&D for the first time.
Oh yeah. Did you have fun?
Absolutely. 100%. 100% doing it again.
It's so fun.
Absolutely. We could talk about this nerd out later, but I had a great time, dude. My buddy Max, big French fry dude, huge supporter of the show. Matter of fact, won the sauce toss machine. Oh my gosh, this is a segue. Unintended segue. Because Fink told us the one thing that we could tease. What was it?
A potential sauce toss giveaway coming up.
Boom. It was completely unintended segue, but big, huge props to Max for DMing the night for us, for my brother-in-law. It was his first time playing too. He was very familiar with it, but huge props to his wife for hooking it all up, getting all his friends together, kind of surprising him with it. Like, she had to spill the beans like the night before, just so he can kind of like prep his character a little bit.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so you don't want to go into it completely
blind. Yeah. So it was cool. It was a good time.
Yeah, if you're interested in the Sauce Toss giveaway that's coming up, you can do a little pre-research at saucetoss.com. If you don't win the giveaway, you can still get a little off with code WATASAUCE for 10% off your order. Hashtag bags for beauties. Speaking of beautiful bags, we're just going to continue this segue before we get into my weekend. Conway and Banks, I'm going to take this one from you, you don't mind.
Do it.
If you're looking to replace your moldy old hockey bag with a broken zipper, check out conwayandbanks.com. They make premium quality bags that are built to last. They include removable organizers to keep your gear organized and keep everything dry with waterproof materials and giant vents. Jason's favorite feature is the built-in foot mat that keeps his feet dry in those moldy, wet Richardson Star Center locker rooms. They come in 3 different sizes and 5 different colors, so you'll be sure to find one you love. Get 10% off using code WATAHOCKEY10 and get your gear to the rink in style. Alrighty. So for my weekend, man, I don't have too much to update.
So we had some solid food.
Yeah. Had some solid food. Went to Sidecar Social on Saturday to watch the Stars game, which we'll discuss here shortly. And then didn't really feel like going home, so we went to Sherlock's, which is a pub over here, and played darts for like probably 2.5 hours, just me and Steve. That was a lot of fun. And then Sunday, I don't think I did anything Sunday. I don't remember. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm so looking forward to this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, same.
More so. I have I got a golf tournament on Friday, got the day off, and I was talking to my boss earlier, and I told her it was like, it's for charity, sort of. Like, it's the OU Club of Dallas for their scholarship fund.
Oh, so yeah.
All the alumni that have money to spend, they buy all the, like, move up to the next tee box and all that good stuff to raise money. And then there's an auction and all that shit. So my boss was like, you should use one of your heart days. I was like, I don't know what a heart day is. How do I do that? And she was like, well, you get 2 days a year to do, like, charity stuff, and that probably qualifies. So I was like, I'm going to do that right now. Went and changed, saved myself 8 hours of PTO.
There it is.
A charity day. I'm stoked. And then playing again Saturday for my buddy's birthday, Saturday morning. And then going to the Ranger game on Sunday. Busy weekend.
Nice. Dude, Rangers on fire right now. They're kicking ass.
They are currently winning as well.
Yeah, they got 6-1?
6-1. They got shellacked yesterday, but...
Hey, we won't talk about yesterday.
Eh.
Or do we want to talk about yesterday?
I think before we talk about yesterday, let's just do some clerical items here. The Texas Stars are currently in the second round, maybe third round. I'm not sure. It's the second round. They had the first round off. Mm-hmm. They are tied 1-1 with the Milwaukee Admirals. They lost 2-1 in the first game and then won 3-5 on Saturday. They play on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. It's a best of five series. So keep an eye out for them. And then good for the Stars organization, bad for our friends, the Idaho Steelheads, closed out the series against the Allen Americans Sunday, winning 6-0 in a series clinching game five. So the Allen American season is over. But props to Chad Costello for even getting them there in the first year. You got to start somewhere, and
yep,
that's a pretty high bar to start with. So making it to the second round, major props to them. And we're going to keep pumping their tires as long as they're down for it. We'll be continuing to give you all updates next season. But for now, great season, boys. Wish y'all could have gone a little longer, but, you know, you can't win them all. But enjoy the summer, and we will be closely following next season. And you'll see us at multiple games, I'm sure.
One hundo. And we're going to finally get that trip to Tulsa. We're going to get Dutes back on here. We're going to get Johnny, maybe. We're going to get the right people on the phone.
Yep.
We're going to get that trip to Tulsa planned.
Absolutely. Speaking of trips, one more thing I'd like to bring up.
Let's hear it.
If you're a beer leaguer, like Jason and Fink and Shannon, and you love to travel, then Third Line Hockey is perfect for you. We're continuing to team up with Third Line Hockey as they are all about bringing like-minded hockey individuals together for hockey-filled excursions. Places like Pittsburgh, Chicago, Denver, maybe Tulsa. I don't know. That'd be fun. All homes for upcoming drafts and open to all skill levels. There's only one requirement. Have a good time. You can check out all the details on how to get signed up at Third Line Draft. That's 3RD Line Draft, DRAUGHT.com. Make sure to check them out on Facebook and follow along for all the updates on upcoming tournaments. A little segue into our last read for the episode. Okay, let's talk Stars. I had this prepped. This is at Fink's request. This is not quite what he asked for, but it's close. So we'll just set the mood a little bit for our series against the Seattle Kraken.
I forgot about this.
Let it fade out. That's an edited clip. I'm not just throwing it out there and hit and stop at any point.
Yeah.
The Kraken have been slayed.
Laid down, tentacles gone.
That was one hell of a series, dude.
That's the way hockey go, man. And that's why best of seven series are so much fun. And we're going to talk about this a lot, but you know, Pete DeBoer's strategy going into it, dude's now 7-0 in game sevens. You can't beat that. You got to love that for your coach. When you that's want postseason success, that's the record you want. And so I would love to see what happens next series. Hopefully it doesn't go to game seven, but it seems like this is a strategy that Pete DeBoer has, kind of like, okay, man, we're willing to take a quick knock on the chin in a game one and then make adjustments and not just continue to play the same game where we got beaten game one.
Yeah, so let's talk about game six a little bit. Mm-hmm. What was your thoughts watching that game?
So game six was the loss, the 6-3 loss there.
Yep. Otter pulled after 25 minutes.
Okay, so full disclosure, that was D&D night. I had to watch the highlights. So I did hear, though, that Otter got pulled. So when I heard Otter got pulled, two things went through my head. I was like, oh, fuck, that's not good. But yep. Then also I was like, okay, wait, maybe this is like, okay, you have to understand like what he's going through. Maybe he's already had this discussion with him before. He's like, hey, if things start going crazy, are you cool with me pulling you here? Do you understand mm-hmm. like what's happening? Because I think these are important conversations to have before it happens.
Yeah.
So you're not completely caught off guard by it.
Yep.
And I'm sure that like at this level, you are having these conversations. And especially going into knowing how bad it got quickly. And I was kind of like, okay, I was kind of half-assed watching the game, playing D&D at the time. As it was getting out of hand, I was like, fuck the game. Fuck now. Yep. I can focus, like kind of started getting into my character and everything like that.
Yeah.
That's another story. We can talk about that later again, where I'm not going to derail us with D&D talk. But you definitely have to, like I said, have that conversation with him. No, like, so he's not blindsided by getting the axe. You're either preserving him for game seven, or this is going to completely blow his mental for game seven. So going into game seven, I was completely, I didn't know how to take it. I really didn't. And then the first period didn't help. And then obviously once we scored, kind of game over there, but that's just, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But game six, though, man, that was kind of where my head was. Even like going back watching the highlights, I'm kind of glad we salvaged a little bit of the points. I mean, it still showed lights. I mean, we were still scoring. Three goals is really good. I mean, that's typically you can win a game on three goals, but in this postseason, it seems like that is not the case. It's going to take a scoring onslaught, if you will, or a quick 2-1 classic defensive shutout goalie shootout. Man, that's what that's what game seven was, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And one point about giving Otter the hook. Maybe I'm making it up, but I believe there was a quote in Saad's recent article about that. He had asked about Otter being taken out early, as early as he did, which was the shortest start of his career, actually, at, I want to say, 23-31 time on ice total.
Okay.
And it's actually twofold. One, it gives Otter a rest. Like, you hate to get it that way, but every little bit helps. And also, it sends a message to the team that, hey, you let him down. I mean, that was probably Essa's worst game of his career. Essa was a -4. Hakanpaa was a -3, which I love me Semyonyi, but he was so outmatched in that series against Seattle. They're just too fast. The forecheck is too aggressive. He's not nimble enough on his feet to really maneuver his way out of there. So when I saw that he was scratched in favor of Colin Miller for yesterday's game, yesterday being Monday, I was like, okay, Pete is not afraid to make the hard decisions. Like, Yanni's a veteran. Colin Miller's a veteran too, of course, but his play style suited pairing with Essa much more than Yanni's did. And I thought that was an excellent decision to sit him for that game. They chalked it up to a lower body injury, which could be saving face.
Right.
Rather than just saying, yeah, he was shitty and needed to be not in the game. But I will say there was a few times where I really appreciated the lack of give up from the Stars. 6-3 sounds like an ass whooping, but there was multiple stretches where the Stars were threatening, and it seemed like, okay, if we can just get the one, get back within one, then we have a shot here.
Right.
Seattle did a good job holding it off, and credit to them for being a team that never gives up. Like, let's transition into game seven, because
I mean, I can give like a couple more on game six, because I mean, like you said, I mean,
yeah, go for it.
With pulling him early, that still shows, like you said, there's no give up there. Like, you're still willing to make the adjustment to say, hey, okay, this isn't going to work. I'm going to light this fire under your ass now. Can you help out a little more?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to get less ice time? Like, there's young guys here who are willing and chomping at the bit. Wyatt Johnson has been performing at the highest of levels. I mean, we could talk about game seven here in a little bit. But yeah, that mean these are younger guys. They're willing to step up to the plate, so give it to him.
Yeah.
And let him go.
And I will say that Wedgwood filled in admirably for Otter in the last 35 minutes. It's really good to get him out there, even in small capacities like that, because God forbid something happened, you know, knock on wood. For him to go in completely cold into a series, especially now that we're in the Western Conference Finals, would be not ideal.
Right.
Wedgie's a solid goaltender, but that's a super stressful environment to go into, especially with very little actual game time played in the postseason so far. So I thought getting him in there early, letting him get the feel for playoff hockey. It's actually only his second career playoff game that he's played in, which was surprising to me. But I really liked that he filled in, he did his job, the defense let him down just as much as they did Ottinger for the goal that they allowed once he was in. And overall, it was just like, I think the way the game went down was about as good as it could have been because, yeah, they fought back, but they easily could have just decided, okay, you know what? It happened. Let's forget about it, which I think is exactly what happened. Agreed. And Otter after a loss is insane. I don't understand. They were talking about him, and take it for a grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt. The ESPN guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about half the time. But they were talking basically like, oh, we didn't know how Otter was going to react if getting yanked was going to, you know, rattle him or mess with his mentals. And it's like, he's shown that he's unflappable all throughout his career.
Yeah.
He doesn't get too high. Even when he makes big saves, like the most you'll see is like a smile. And then he goes in victories. He goes through the line. He, you know, hug your goalie, but he doesn't show really any emotion at all. Even when he gets pulled, like he looks a little disappointed, but he doesn't look upset. It's more just like, I sucked. I'm out. We'll do better next time.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to bother him. This is why it's his ability to not lose playoff games back to back. He can recut, like, this is his way of recovery. And this, like I said, this could have very well been a conversation prior to the beginning of the season. Like, if you're ever put in this situation, this is what I would like to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if I give up three goals quick, dude, yank me, man. This ain't happening tonight for me.
Yeah.
Save myself the embarrassment of getting seven.
I'm sure him and Jeff Reese have had that conversation multiple times. You always got to have a contingency plan, and you need to understand what the ramifications of that contingency plan are. There's no way they haven't talked about it. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. And it shows the faith that Pete has in Otter. I mean, he's a fucking great goalie, obviously, but there is no doubt in any of the interviews or media availabilities that you see that, oh, Otter had an off game. What's he going to do next time? It's Otter had an off game. He's going to be great next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. We're so lucky to have him for the next 4 years, at least.
I'm here for it, man.
And Jim Nill's contract wizardry is just ridiculous.
Do we want, I kind of want to pivot really quick when we talk about some like leadership at the higher level.
Okay.
Because I mean, we talked about right now, who did the Allen Americans get knocked out by?
Idaho Steelheads.
And who's their big organization?
That would be the Dallas Stars.
Oh, that's crazy. Didn't we just talk about the AHL affiliate for the Stars, the Texas Stars?
Yeah, we sure did. They're also in the second round of the playoffs.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. And what about at the highest level? Who are we still talking about now?
That would be the Western Conference
Final
pairing?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's not an accolade with it, but we've made it so far.
Yeah.
The Dallas Stars.
We're still there. So props to the highest upper management here. Like, clearly this organization's up to something because this is not it's not like we haven't been here before in recent history. And the Texas Stars and even the Steelheads for that matter, you know, like this organization's starting to show a little bit of know-how down here.
I mean, if you go back and listen to our interview with Sean Shapiro, which that was episode, 113?
Something
pretty
like
recently,
that.
Right before the playoffs started. But he made the interesting point that there are organizations that develop for the sake of development, and there are organizations that develop through a winning culture, and the Stars have focused on the latter. And I don't think they're even going into the second round, or maybe even the first round, I don't know that there is a single organization that had all three professional levels in the playoffs, especially higher seeded like we were.
Right.
Texas
Stars was
got
up there.
They got the first round bye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they do first round byes in the ECHL, but Idaho made it through pretty easily. And Stars have fought their way through to the Western Conference Finals now. Like, something in the water in the Gatorade coolers that they're feeding these guys is working. I don't know what it is. I don't know where the emphasis is, but whatever the directive is from Jim Nill down is working. And we're in a great spot right here for this season. The Stanley Cup is wide open, and we don't even have our best prospects up here. Thomas Harley's right. Only the third best prospect. We don't have Maverick Bork, and we don't have Logan Stankoven, yep. Which I don't know about Bork. He might need a little more time, but Logan Stankoven is almost assuredly going to be here next year.
Bjork had a not necessarily the game winner, but to tie it up. But I think he had the fifth one in the last game, in game two.
Yeah, these guys are contributing. They're playing well. They're showing growth. There's only one guy that had higher points per game this year than Logan Stankoven with Kamloops. You know who that one player is?
No. Tell me.
That would be the heir apparent to Wayne Gretzky, Connor Bedard himself, who's at 2.5 points per game, which is just insane. But Logan's at 2 points per game.
Yeah. And what is it? Props to who's going to get that? Chicago?
Yep. Chicago wins the Bedard lottery.
There we go. But yeah, game seven. Or I'm ready.
Dude.
I'm so ready for game seven.
I had so much. I'm not even playing. We're just fans. I had so much anxious energy all day. Like, just get us to 7 o'clock. Get us to 6:45. We can start the countdown. What's a countdown? We can get this energy built up. The AAC was absolutely rocking. I texted you guys about it earlier.
Yeah.
They had Josh Bogorod on the ticket this morning. And he said when they did the Stars chant during the anthem, it was almost as loud as the Winter Classic. Which is just insane to think about. 18,000 people being almost as loud as 80,000. The place, I almost bought tickets, but I wanted to hedge in case we went to the Western
Conference. That's how we're here. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to go to one game per series. But that place was insane last night. I mean, there was chances right out the gate. They had high quality slot options, a couple of missed connection passes that would have led to a goal, although Grubauer probably would have pulled some magic out of his ass because he was playing incredibly well. Yeah. But all in all, you could not have asked for a better Game 7 experience. Solid defense, solid goaltending, offensive chances. There was only two penalties in the game, which I thought there could have been a lot more, but for the most part, the refs were, you know, it is what it is. I was a little confused on the lack of icing calls against Seattle.
Yeah, I was kind of a little surprised about that, too. I didn't want to, like, I was paying attention to that, but I was like, oh, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, there was some where they're like very clearly behind the red line and dump it in. Otter puts his hands up and the ref's waving it off. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Jeez, and
I mean, props to the guys for not getting thrown off by it. They continued along like nothing happened, but for the most part, refs stayed out of it, which is really all you can ask. And major props to Seattle for a very clean series just across the board. Like, no really egregious dirty hits. There was the hit on Marchment, the elbow to the head that was like that was like an accident. I would not consider that head hunting at all. He just kind of got checked in and his elbow went out. Like, no big deal there. They did miss an elbowing on Sagan, who took one to the back of the head in the defensive zone, but other than those two, like, nothing really outlandish happened. Like, they play hard, they play fast, they hit a lot.
I mean, they were young, small. I mean, I wouldn't even say young. Just there were a bunch of quick dudes, just like that were laying hits that they hit, but like they were like, you can like flick them off of you like quickly. They were just annoying you with the hits. Because I mean, I went through when we talked last week about Minnesota series. You know, we talked about hits a lot. You know, Minnesota kept trying to just out-hit the team. I don't think Dallas is just becoming a physical team. They're just outsmarting teams and just playing better hockey.
Yeah.
Like, the fundamentals of the game seem to be a little better, and just seem to be making better passes in general. And just, like I said...
Yep, a little bit crispier, a little better exiting the zone. Mm-hmm. That was one thing that both Hackstall and Pete emphasized, was we have to get out on the rush in transition a lot quicker. That's just good hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And it bit Seattle a couple times. Like, their game is so dependent on, we have to get down and we want a heavy forecheck that pinches down behind the goal and get baseline control and possession of the puck and then spread it out from there. But with the quick chip passes, they lifted it. We talked about it last week. The Stars had an emphasis on, if we can't control the puck out of the zone, we'll just chip it out. And they did a really good job of both of those. They actually controlled possession out of the zone a lot more than chipping, from my perspective. And they just did a good job neutralizing Seattle's biggest strength, which was their forecheck and their ability to get speed down there. So I don't know what practices they did, what the emphasis was in drills, but whatever Pete did with the team absolutely worked. And that was just incredible coaching from him.
Yeah. I mean, when you're talking about kind of like clearing the puck away, that's kind of how we scored our, the second goal. We were just trying to clear it out of the zone. Happened to catch them kind of like in a short shift, it seemed like. And who was it? Was that Roppe who scored that goal?
The first one or Wyatt's goal?
Oh my gosh. I'm drawing a blank now on the goals.
I think that you're referring to the first one, which is actually a good segue into the audio I wanted to play.
Perfect.
I
reset my thoughts because, like, I'm having a huge brain fart. I'm like,
yeah. So I pulled this clip for one specific reason, and I wanted to commend the ESPN announcer. I don't remember his name, just full disclosure. But do you know his name?
No.
Okay. If you want to look that up while we're playing this. But I wanted to give him props because, like we just mentioned, the AAC was rocking. And letting a moment breathe takes some finesse. So listen to this clip and notice how little he talks immediately after the goal.
There's no doubt that Grubauer is starting to become a story, as he's had several good glove saves here in the second period.
Alexiak lost it. Hintz moves in. Score!
Well, one guy, Roppe Hintz, this guy, you talk about energy, he never seems to lack it, man.
I was just watching the clock there, and that was 15 seconds of nothing but crowd noise.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need to say. The fans had been waiting for that. They had so many good chances, so many amazing saves from Grubauer, that it was like, man, if we can just get that one, this place is going to explode. And Essa, with a perfect chip out of the zone, like we just talked about, drops it right in front of Seattle's blue line, and it checks up something nasty. And Alexiak tries to get control of it, tries to deke Roppe, ? For whatever reason.
Yeah.
And gets puck jacked. And they were targeting it all night, and Roppe was finally able to go blocker side high on Grubauer, which they had been doing that all game. And let the crowd commentate for you. And that's exactly what he did. It's such a good call. Emphasis on score. Shut up. It's that easy. I just wanted to bring that one up.
I believe that is ESPN's Bob Wyschen.
Wyschen? Yeah, I think so.
He does play-by-play for the Jets and at ESPN college football, basketball, NHL, and golf. He is a former blue check guy. I don't hate your team. I just want a good game. He likes golf, Disney, and is a huge fish fan. Go check him out.
Okay.
At ESPN Bob.
Yeah. Bob Wyschen, that was a fantastic call. His call of Wyatt's goal, I didn't pull it, but that one was pretty fantastic also. Like, all in all, really good game.
Yeah. Even and, with Leo over there, she was okay.
Her they played clips of her talking to Pete on the Hang Zone today, and it I'm not a big fan of her just in general. So it kind of sucks that we get ESPN instead of TNT, but you know, it is what it is. You can tune them out fairly easily. I wish I could sync up Josh and Razor.
He was on the other day. Well, does he come on often with the ticket? Because I caught him on, was it the Musers maybe?
Razor?
No, Ralph.
Oh, Ralph was on. Oh,
Ralph was on.
I did not hear that.
I just happened to like be tuning in. Like I got in my truck and I was like, is that Ralph? And then I just like turned back, like I hopped on the app and then flipped over to listen to the one thing. Yeah, he stuck around for a little bit.
Huh.
I think he has a new book coming out or something like that. So might be why he was on. But
yeah, if we can get Bob, I'm totally fine with that. The intermission report is just atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's Mark Messier and
God, that goal from Rope was just incredible handles and an incredible shot. And Mark Messier was like, well, just really unlucky for Seattle. Like, did you consider that Essa put some filthy English on that chip out and maybe he meant to do that? I don't know. Was it a little luck? Yes. But was it an amazing play from Rope? Also, yes. Give him a little credit, man.
Yeah. I mean, then he just earned it. Well, I mean, he earned it with the second there, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
The GWG.
That is your second highest points leader in the postseason, Rope Hintz. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. Get out of here, people. Get out of here, ESPN. Get out of here.
I mean, McDavid first, obviously. 8 goals, 12 assists, 20 points. Rope second, 9 goals, 10 assists. Draisaitl, 13 goals, 5 assists. Bouchard, 4 goals, 13 assists. Tkachuk, 5'11". Jack Eichel, 6'8". So, like, Rope can take a pretty commanding lead of postseason scoring here this series. I wish they'd just acknowledge it a little more.
Like, I'm here, damn it.
Yeah.
Do something.
But again, man, defense was awesome. Very few real high danger chances against Ottinger. He made the saves he needed to, which is what you want. They had, up until the last, you know, 6-on-5 stretch, they had 3 shots in the third period, which is suffocating defense for a team that's desperate attacking as much as they can and just kind of saying fuck it to defense in general. So, amazing game, amazing series, props to Seattle. That was nothing to be ashamed of. Their fans were cool online relative to the Minnesota. Toxic waste dump that is Minnesota fans.
And
I mean,
fuck it. There's that toxic group there.
Oh my God, I can't remember what it was.
Oh, jeez. But I saw like half the screenshots from everybody and I was like, oh man.
You're talking about Land of 10,000 Takes?
Is that, yeah, that might have been it.
That's like one of their big Twitter accounts that was just, ugh. I mean, in the Star subreddit, Kraken fans were commenting and like being generally not like, yeah, fuck you guys. Like, oh, great game. Oh, you too. Awesome. Yeah, like, you can have a high intensity series and not hate each other at the end.
Yeah. Well, also, there was no reason to hate them at the end of this. Like, truly. Like,
no.
Like we kind of talked about, like, the series was a very clean series. There was no.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh. What was the early hit in the Minnesota series?
Dumba.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, there wasn't one of those moments like to
no, there was
to
no
grasp to.
There was no headhunting in general. I mean, Dumba headhunted Pavelski on that one, and I to my grave, I'll say that he launched intentionally. Like that was a headhunting.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Moose, whatever his name is, trying to headhunt Marchment and taking himself out, and the hit on Foxa. I mean, that's just 3 top of my head. From last series alone.
Yeah.
Like, fuck those guys. Kraken, yep. You're cool. Minnesota, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason, like, I can all these names, you know, Eberle and everybody. The only reason I'm pissed off at them is because they kicked our ass a little bit.
They're great players. Yeah.
Yeah. Embarrassed us a couple times, but that was fine.
Yeah. They made great plays when they needed it. Stars were just a little bit better in game seven.
And like, I'm going to be completely honest. I think Josh even said this too. I don't think the best goalie won either. Game seven.
No, I don't think so. Grubauer was standing on his head.
The best goalie that game didn't win. Mm-hmm. I guess is what I should say. The best goalie overall. Yes. I definitely think Ottinger was the better goalie there,
yep.
But definitely Grubauer played the better game and props to him.
Yeah, the shot on Roope, like, good luck stopping him when he's full speed on a breakaway.
Yeah.
And then Wyatt's goal was just disgusting. I mean, for him to try that backhand with the 6-inch window above Grubauer's shoulder on the short side.
Everybody was pretty shocked that that even just kind of like, I think it was just an attempt to get it on and then somebody else get up a rebound, man.
Yeah,
because that's what they tell you. Put a shot on and clean it up.
See what happens.
It's the basis of the Mighty Ducks movie. Pick up the trash. Put it on and pick up the trash, man.
Yeah, and right. And the feed from Dad from our zone to flip it over, see Wyatt down there all alone at their blue line just waiting, flip it to the other end perfectly off the boards to where Wyatt can even handle it. Is just it's so good.
Yeah.
Dad Dadonov. I like Dadonov better because it goes with Dad.
Yeah.
But I hope he sticks around next year. He'll be much more affordable than Max Domi, I think, but I'd love for him to hang around. We need that wily Russian on the team again.
We do with Radulov off. I need somebody sticking around and you know, stinking the place of vodka, you know?
Yeah.
Stinking the place up like vodka.
Crawfish and vodka in the sauna.
That's right, dude.
But all right, let's...
You want to look ahead to Vegas?
Let's do it.
I'm ready, man.
Just a rundown of some familiar names that you'll recognize from the Vegas Golden Knights. Jack Eichel, we mentioned him. Sixth in trying to find their postseason stats, but Jack Eichel came over from Buffalo after the whole fiasco with his neck surgery, where Buffalo wanted one thing. I think they wanted him to go to a doctor that they use. And he said, no, I want to go here to get the surgery from this guy that I trust. And Buffalo threw a bitch fit about it and traded him. Ended up in Vegas. He's a damn good player. He's one of the big names. You'll recognize Mark Stone. Jonathan Marchessault had the natural hat trick in game six over Edmonton to win. We probably need to keep an eye out for Alex Pietrangelo. That slash on Dreisaitl's hands was dirty as fuck. And for him to only get a game for that, in my opinion, was bullshit. But, you know, the wheel decides what the wheel decides in the Department of Player Safety.
Or it's what was the episode of South Park when they did like the chicken shit lottery?
Cut the head off the chicken and just let it run around on the board.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how they decide where they're bailout.
So let's look at the point totals here. We got Mark Stone, 12 points, Chandler Stephenson, 10 points, Marchessault 10, three of those from Sunday's game, maybe four. I don't know if he had an assist, but I think what's going to be interesting is the goaltending.
Yeah, I was going to bring up goaltending. That was kind of I think this is a matchup that I wasn't necessarily anticipating being so interesting up until Aiden Hill has made this kind of run that he has. Very Khudobin like.
Yep. 934 save percentage, 2.19 goals against, 127 saves, only 9 goals allowed. That's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Brossois has been not great, although I think relative to Otter, they're kind of neck and neck, although I highly doubt that will continue for Otter. but 894 save percentage, 3.2 goals allowed. That's very run of the mill goalie statistics. So I imagine they'll take a hot hand approach similar to the Stars did with Hudobin and run Aiden Hill out there until the wheels fall off, whenever that may be, and see what happens. It's going to be interesting. The Stars' penalty kill and power play is better than Vegas, but Vegas has the least amount of penalties called against them in the regular season this year by like a lot. So going to have to play a clean game, going to have to stay out of the box. I'd say watch out for 5-on-3s, but it seems borderline impossible to get a 5-on-3 in the postseason this year for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, keep it clean, stay in your lane, don't give in to the bullshit, watch out for Alex Pietrangelo, and if you can bust one open early, get two quick goals. Aiden Hill, I don't know too much about him. Who knows?
He played 27 games, started 25, won 16, lost seven, lost one in OT. Had gave up 62 and had 2.5 goals against per game.
Yeah. So, and his career statistics, I was just looking at him. They're
just over 100 games played. Yep. Just played his 101st game.
So not even a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So he's new to the league ish, especially compared to Otter. So it's going to be interesting. Well,
yeah.
He only has. Wow. This is what's kind of crazy about Ottinger. I talked to him new relative to Otter, but mm-hmm. Otter only has 139 career games.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Yeah, so he's pretty much torn up the net there for Vegas since they had that injury there to Laurent. He has that 927 save percentage through those four games. Dude, I'm ready. Like this guy, he's killing it, and I kind of nervous about it, but the way Dallas likes to score goals, it's great offense. Versus
you gotta have faith.
Mm-hmm. Like Limp Bizkit said, quoting George Michael obviously, but or George Michael quoting Limp Bizkit, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be an awesome series. It's bullshit we don't have any weekend home games again,
dude. Yeah, come on, man.
Like, we get Tuesday, Thursday of next week. I'll be there Thursday. Are we going Thursday? About it. Yep, I'm going Thursday.
Mm-hmm. For you. All right. So that might be the move. I'm going to have to try to figure out a way to get there, man.
Check. So I looked on TickPick, which is my go-to, and I'd highly recommend TickPick to anybody listening out there. They take the fees off that Spotify charges. And it actually is usually cheaper than
StubHub. Sorry.
Oh, what did I say? Spotify.
Spotify.
Spotify doesn't charge fees, as far as I'm aware. Yeah, StubHub and SeatGeek. And you usually do save about $15-$20 per ticket. So definitely download TickPick. But if you can find a non-verified resale on the Dallas Stars app, Jason, that may be your best bet.
Yeah, that's what I've been keeping my eye on.
Yeah, they're cheapest ones I'm seeing are $230.
That's not terrible.
No, for Western Conference Finals, not bad at all.
For a game four too, right? That's game four.
Yep, game four. I think game three was about the same price. But yeah, I'll be there. I lost my. Let's see if I can keep my incredibly unique postseason streak going. Which is...
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to tell the French fries now.
Yeah. I was there for Rope's hat trick against Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And Pavs' four-goal game against Seattle.
And did you already get it back?
No, I have not gotten my hat back.
I was going to say, I was like, and you might be one of the few people who will be able to throw a hat twice for a hat trick.
Yes, I need to figure out how to get my hat back.
I guess Shannon has it, yeah?
I need to ask her. Or did she get it back? I assume she got it back, but I'll need to check. But for a little context for everybody, in the first game, I wear my WADA hockey hat to every game. And in the first one, I was not sure that we had any more on hand. We ordered a bunch and we still have some left.
I was not sure. Hey, minor plug. If you look for a new hat.
It's my favorite hat, honestly. I wear it all the time. So I was naturally a little hesitant to throw it out there, and I regretted it. So I didn't throw it in the first series, and in the second series, I texted Jason as soon as it happened, said, do we have any more? And he said, after the second goal, and he said, we have some. So I said, fuck it. If he scores again, I'm throwing it. Sure enough, sent it out there, get a text a few days later from Shannon that somebody that works for the Stars found it, set it aside for me, stoked. So if I can get that back, Shannon, let's meet up.
Yeah, and what a story that hat's going to have.
Oh, yeah.
The journey this hat has been on. Going forward, I say a lot of crazy stuff in our text messages. I kind of mentioned, the one off the wall thing about cutting my hair. I'm still very game for that. We need to figure something out for it. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But I think going forward at the WADA Hockey Store, anytime there's a hat trick, the Stars score a hat trick, there's going to be a half off sale on hats.
Beautiful. That's a great idea.
I think I use code hat trick to get 50% off your hat day after a hat trick, until the weekend or something. We'll work through the details.
That's a great idea.
The T's and C's,
Yeah.
We'll work through those.
Looking forward to wearing my hat trick hat that I've gotten back next week in game four.
That's what we're going to call it.
The hat trick hat?
The next hat we get is going to be the hat trick hat.
I'm down.
So I told Sam, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm fucking derailing this. No,
that's all right.
I told our merch guy, dude. Hey, man, I'm kind of interested in some new designs, yada, yada, yada. I'm kind of in a stump. Maybe that's it, dude. Fucking hat trick hat. That's the next one. I think I found it.
There we go.
I'm going to message him.
Perfect. We didn't go as far off the rails this week as we did last week.
last week was fun, dude. I had a great time last week.
Nobody won, though. Well, my buddy technically won, and I need to sort that out. But
yeah, so props to also makes me a little sad, though. You guys didn't listen or just didn't think you were going to win because everybody listens to the show.
Yeah.
Guys, look, I know we're getting popular, but
come on.
You could still enter contests and you probably have a chance at winning, even if it's a week later.
Yeah, you have a non-zero chance of winning.
Yeah.
Well, man, I think on the hat trick hat, that's a good note to end on. The Kraken have been slayed. Stars Golden Knights starts Friday at 7 o'clock. How about that? Every game is 7 o'clock except Sunday, which is at 3:30. I want to say.
I think or two. I thought
there's one other one that's at 8:30, which is not. That's 8:30 Eastern.
Man,
sorry.
Where do they have the? They have the entire series listed, but there's no times.
Saad has the times on his site. Okay. On his
his
Twitter.
Yeah. Hold on.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh. Am I not signed in to Twitter?
Filling time. Here we go. So, Friday, 7:30. Sunday, 2 PM.
All right, dope.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, 7. Game 7, if necessary, 8.
Okay. Oh, dude. Might be going to a watch party in Denton for game 2. 2 o'clock.
Nice.
Sunday. Wherever Sunday is.
Where at?
So, east side up in Denton.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Maybe. My buddy Max. Oh, yeah. Max, DM Max. He's like, hey, man, come to Denton. Watch game. I might hit him up.
There you go.
So.
Well, when you're in Denton, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to stay moist.
And?
Stay sassy.
Well, that's fine. I'm gonna make good choices.
Oh, sorry, shit, dude. I knew what you meant, and I said the wrong one altogether, dude.
You do need to stay sassy, as we all do. And under no circumstances, even if you forget your sign off and take somebody else's, forget your Kermit tattoos.
Might be.
And go Stars.
Don't cut this. Go Stars.
No. This is staying.
I hope people listen to that part too. Stars at 6. Stay tuned for this extra special.